go for it, having begun.
Now, that's where you begun.
Right.
But then you said, now here's where you begun it.
Mm-hmm.
As Gentile.
That's right.
As those are Gentiles. Uh-huh. When Peter went down to command his house, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on. That's not any good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yes, it is. This chapter of Acts of the Apostles. And Peter recommended one of them things, bad baptized. Ain't that right? Here. And then Peter withdrew that.
That's
and
right.
Chapter. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure he did. You see what I'm talking about? Children, what I'm saying to you in so many words is this. You see, you don't find many, you won't find many things in the world. Now, here's why you won't find them. Because, see, they can't get up and push you like I have been doing. You understand? It doesn't need you. Just be still. Now, it's just my story all the time. Be still. Keep the babies quiet. You understand? Be still. Be still. And know that I am God. I don't care if it's Rodney up here. I don't care if it's Sister Winfrey up here. I don't care if it's Dr. Gross up here. See, we all know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? We know that it is our Father. And I don't mean Pete and I don't mean the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
All
understand?
Right.
And I don't mean the Archbishop. And I'm talking about Father too. Mm-hmm. See? But we know that it is our Father.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which we're not going to be in heaven,
right.
But we aren't in heaven.
Right.
Speaking through, as I told you, his physical body. His physical body. Paul said, know ye not, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, of which temple you are? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his.
Right.
You don't have nothing. You understand everything belongs to God. You see what it's talking about? The prophet said, so what shall I give in exchange for my soul?
Mm-hmm.
10,000 rivers of oil, or lambs? And now you're half enough an idiot enough to come up here and try to pay somebody, you know, to say some prayers for you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Well, said, then they say, pray with our kingdom, pray. The doctor that prayer and intercession should be made for all people.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you read? Well, if you can read, then read this prayer we wrote out here for you.
Uh-huh.
See, I'd be almost, don't you fool with me like that, you hear?
Uh-huh.
Don't you come off me no prayer somebody wrote out, you understand, and hand it to me, see? And don't you buy nothing like that either.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now you want to know why? For the spirit within you. You see? When Messiah went out there in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, I'll pray the Father for you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And he said, Father, I pray. See? Believe. Not believe only, but for the word. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that what he said? Now, here's what I want you to see. I want you to see that same one was out there in the garden, but it's right down in you.
Mm-hmm.
Making intercession for you,
yeah.
Right in you.
Yeah.
Not just as well like it was out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
You understand what I'm
yeah.
talking about?
Right.
Paul said the 8th that night, when he says, why do you find that in? Said, well, you find that in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 26. Said, for we know not how to pray as we ought, and neither does no kind of.
Right.
agree?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. The Spirit helpeth our infirmity. Not the congregation, not the priest, not Kenley, not the pastor. It's the Holy Spirit that makes intercession for us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? One time there was a fellow standing at this church. He said he's a Pharisee and one was a publican. One went down to the temple to pray. You know, two of them went down there to pray. The Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee, he said, I thank God I ain't like other folks.
Uh-huh.
He said, I pray and I do this and I do that and I do the other. You understand? The guy in the and the publican, he didn't. You understand? He wasn't so well fixed up in here. And so he just said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he went down to his house more justified than that man at all. Because he liked to stand out there his rebels and brigades and play for his much the scene. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing these clowns are doing around here to you.
That's right.
You see what I mean? This clown, and I do wish Paul said, now, oh foolish Galatians, are you so foolish having begun in the spirit? Now that's when you got started. At the Gentiles. See, none of them card laws. No life suffering. None of that was ever given to you. Now that's why you understand what God has ever fulfilled and authority.
That's right.
Headed to the cross. And 7 years after that, which is down at Cornelius' house, 10th chapter of Acts of Apostles. The Holy Ghost was poured out. That's how you be done. Are you now made perfect by the works of the law? Is that what he got there?
Right, yeah. Read.
Have you
suffered so many things?
Now have you suffered so many things? All right, read on.
If it be yet in vain. He therefore that ministereth
to you. He therefore, listen, do it again to come in ourselves. He
right.
Therefore that ministereth to you.
Mm-hmm.
See? Ministered to you. What? That is the bread and wine?
No.
The wine and the bread?
No.
So, he that ministered to you what? The Spirit. That's all I'm talking to you about now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about God being in you. God's not dead in you!
All right.
He that ministered to you the Spirit. You understand? All right, read on.
Worketh miracles
among you.
Doeth he it by the works of the
now,
law?
Now, does he do it by the works of the law? Read.
Or by the hearing of faith.
God said a thing, I believe it.
All right.
And I told you, listen, I don't have nothing to boast about. You don't know no one living on earth. Crying on faith. Hope nobody, you don't know nobody, living on this earth planet and breathing breath. You don't know nobody dead. I think that almost took them all.
Yeah.
But have told you any more about God and have performed any more miracles than I have performed.
Right.
The dead have been raised from the dead at my hand. Lame have been made to walk. The blind have been, eyes have been opened. You understand? You don't know nobody that did no better than that.
That's right.
Amen.
All kinds of diseases have been healed.
That's it.
case what I see. Back in the New Mill High in Washington, nowhere.
All right, John.
See, now I've been trying to be nice about Cole Fletcher. You understand? Trying to be real nice about it. You understand? When I spoke 550 million cents, pull down more than they ever do in the ship. I said it must die before June the 6th. I stood here and told you that there would be an earthquake.
Right.
What days it would be. You understand? Now you don't know nobody nowhere that did no better than that. I told you when Roosevelt, I told you John F. Kennedy. You say? Say no need of you running up to me, trying to tell me about some big chest. I'm as big as your bagel. How am I doing, Fred? What's the difference? It's my father in me. Okay. Henry, she don't amount to a tinker's dam.
Right.
And neither do you.
Right.
But if it's my father in me, and it's my father in you, you understand?
Right.
It's in him that you care. And we move, and we have our being.
Right.
You understand? And we know that God has put written in our hearts, but with his spirit. And you understand? And we can read that life. You understand?
Right.
And you stand around boasting and blowing and bragging and all that different kind of thing about how great you are. You understand? You're telling on yourself. You see what I'm talking about? And what you're doing up here, you're telling on yourself. You understand? Say you are written in our hearts and read and know of all. Is that right? Listen, it must go then. Remember? See, I'm not going to let you go this day, Jesus. See, remember I told you when you're down here and showed you the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers?
Yeah.
You understand? You remember that?
Yeah.
Now then I showed you the prophecies, is that right?
Right.
But now look, you are our epistles, the New no Covenant, the New Testament. Not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but you.
Yes.
See, written not in tables of stone, as this old one was back here. This is on that type of shadow, showing you that it would be written in your heart and in your mind.
Right.
You understand that God said that's what he was going to do that. Written in your heart and in your mind. Listen, and you don't need peace. You don't need nobody to let you in and out of him.
That's right.
You understand? It's the spirit that quits.
That's right.
And all that the apostles were doing, all that any of them ever done at any time. About death. Preach. And it was fact of that is the truth. It wasn't them preach.
That's right.
It was the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Ain't
that right? Ain't done nothing. Nobody knows that nowhere. Got no business. Most of them blowing in the sight of God.
Right.
Go for it. Thing you're talking about being the New Testament over here, you are out here. Now look, Father, when I get these all together, then I got a book.
Right.
See? Understand? John, I've done all the eyes. He's seen me. Is that right?
Right.
He said, I saw. You understand? Yeah. An angel come down from heaven,
yeah,
having the key at the bottom of the pit, great king in his hand. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he laid hold on that old serpent. The devil has bound him 1,000 years. Ain't that right?
Right.
I can't go into all of it because I don't want to keep you here. But I know he's a threat. You guys understand? Bound him 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lives not again until 1,000 years are finished. And somebody thought that Christ was going to jump down to the cloud. You understand? And dead and living when you come here, you understand? Or then they be given eternal life, you understand? And then there's a spade up there, and that spade them up out there, they call it the first I beg your pardon, that's not easy.
That's right.
You haven't got left and right so far.
That's right.
You see? Then here you are, sitting around. I want to tell you about this, too. Here you are, all yourself.
All your big stuff. You're going to put off my head. Watch it, don't you? That's right. You better start to find the kinds of your family. And let the devil, I won't say go to your lady's table.
Right. You understand something about population? Well, look, Bishop. Look, here he comes. Jump down from the sky. 3 billion people living on Earth now. We haven't got enough food and stuff to feed them.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And China has compulsory birth control. See? Conversation. You understand? Even down sterilizing the men. Keep down the population of control. Malnutrition is the richest. People just die from starvation. Kids can see their ribs. Nothing to feed them. You understand? The population is 3 billion. I know some of you have to do it. That's okay. You understand? See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And here you sit it up and say, I ain't think you're going to jump down from the sky. Going to dig up all them from Adam on down and add them to the 3 billion. That's all earth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
Already living. They wouldn't even be standing.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what you call the first resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the dead live not again. The last of the thousand years, yeah, them's the wicked ones. Got all the good folks at that time. That's the easy first one. And then the wicked be waiting. Now, Jehovah's Witness and them teaching that out there. And listen, stupid enough to say, and of the whole population of the earth, on down, from Adam on down, and so now, listen, see, only 144,000 men of the earth class is going to get to go here. 144,000. And they need stupid enough to do all that stuff. Now, if you took 144,000 of these billion, 3 billion people that we got on earth, add to all those others we got there, you understand? You still look, you couldn't miss 144,000.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
And God said we're going to multiply the sand, the pillar of the river, as the sand of the sea. You understand?
Right.
And as a star of heaven. You see, you around here complaining about it. You grumbling about it. You understand? Some probably ain't got enough food. And God came to his head and all that. You understand?
Right.
You're trying to get set up birth control and all that kind of stuff. See, brother, you don't know nothing about God. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Pharaoh, see? You see the devil when you got down Pharaoh.
Right.
All the male servants were born, he told the midwife to put him to death. Because if they didn't, the Israelites would increase above them, they put them in bondage.
Yeah. That's right.
You understand? That's the way that the devil thinks. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make it out there to see first if they don't have the devil in bondage. We don't care what's going on. You understand?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You didn't even get enough Christians out there. And you didn't even get enough for that Christ to see your physical body in here.
That's right.
And then you just sit up there and lie and say you feel it all down in there and all in your
tongue.
You see what I mean? Well, I didn't get it. You say I'm a sad. I'm old. I'm saying nothing. You can get it, man.
See, he's against you. He didn't work enough. He was dead. He was dead. That's a good body. Didn't get it.
That's not. No. That's a fresh thing for us.
Thank you for the body.
Somebody won't notice you. Well,
you see what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Don't nobody care nothing about you, Jones.
That's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. They've not even got around to the place now where there's so many Negroes own Cadillacs. See, they ain't got no respect for a Negro riding in a Cadillac
right.
anymore.
That's right.
See, they haven't got around to the place where they call that a poor man's car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Sure.
Because you want to get rid of all the breakdowns and the repair bills and all that kind of thing and save yourself some money, you understand what I'm talking about? That's buy three or four compacts and all that kind of thing. And every time you get home off of one of these freeways, you got to go get some bolts and nuts and put in it on the other end. You come back down on this end, you got to do some fixing up. Just go to buy a couple of Cadillacs. You ain't giving a run that, and it is one of them kind of things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So now they got around this place where they come. Now they used to be the white people, you know. They used to have great big penthouse. You understand? You saw them show sitting up there, step on the side of his head, very long glove come up here. You understand? They got 14, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40 rooms in a mansion. You understand what I'm talking about? And he sat back up there with a big high hat on. You understand? That's all our style. See? You find him out there now, you understand? You see, you find him out there driving his own car.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Going when he gets ready, coming when he gets ready. You understand?
That's
very few people. See? Now, all that big house, he don't want to be bothered with it. The wife don't want to be bothered. She got a little bungalow down there. You understand? Bedroom, living room, she's touching buttons. You understand when cousin has that way. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things are not like they used to be, folks. See, this is not a show-off time, you understand? What we're trying to show off is God, now not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know nobody care nothing about you. They don't care about your money and all that kind of thing, you understand? They don't care about your reputation. They don't care about your family tree. You understand me, you understand? They don't care if you even the name of God down here, you understand? That's not the show. You see, and because they've been trying to show off their talent so much, the people got around the place where they think God is dead.
All right.
You see? Read on this further down here. Now, I'll let you go in a minute to talk about it. In the third chapter.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him.
No, I want God. I said to bring in our heart.
Or as much as you are meant
to. And as much then as what I'm really why I'm saying this is now look, when I leave here, see, don't do that. For 1 minute. See, if you're going to justify say, well, I will be gone. I ain't. That's the way to do it, like you know.
That's right. That's right.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, your friend has done that. When I left Springfield, Ohio, we went to Cincinnati. Didn't you, Dr. Bass?
That's right.
Dr. Bass, no. You know why? It was the youth. It's kind of like Bishop said here Sunday or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
You women told people all everything you know to tell them and all that kind of thing. You come down to Christ, you understand? And you got tried and tried and tried and won't work at home, you understand? And the more you try, you understand? That's all right. Yeah. Can't get along with you, no kind of way. All well, what's this? Now that's where they do it in the and I'm telling you, saying, if you just give a good time, you understand? And keep your coming to class to bring somebody with you. The curtain is just about to come down. It's just about to come. You understand? You just keep the little
right.
Don't get discouraged. Yes, I know the devil is raising his hand with everybody. You understand? Right. Up there on the job, they won't pay you. You understand? Like they should. They put more work on you. You understand? You understand what I'm talking about? Everything that's going wrong around the house, the wife, you understand, and the husband, and the kids, and all that, just can't get along. You understand? I'm talking about everything that's wrong. But don't be discouraged. You understand? Come on now. Because I'm going down the street. Because, see, then you help somebody. And somebody helps you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about? We're helpers. One of another. You understand? A man comes to my house. Last week. You understand? His wife had been down here to school. I'm going to tell you about this. His wife had been down here to school, and she was so much older than anybody down here. I won't be bothering you. You see, why you do like I told you a while ago? The chin right to the face, right to the nose.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Come on, clean. Don't be. Mm-hmm. Everything you say to me. I don't care what if you're going to say, here's a dog. Because they have to look the same time before you. Just a custom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the squad.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And if they don't, they ain't looking right at you, you know, and just happen to hear you, you know. Just that baby had $5. You understand? Didn't you? Oh, look, you boy, he can't do see on, baby. That in it.
Just the devil ever got away. You understand what I'm talking about? That's the way it is all over the world. Read,
I have something that I want to do.
But with the spirit of the living God, not in
shape of stone. Not in shape of stone. See, now, that Ten Commandments all good and big stuff, but God likes it in your heart.
Uh-huh.
In your mind. I didn't say that. I didn't say the common good. Not right now, I know it says nothing that you learn by heart and say. Tell us, you can go 50 minutes or sometimes. I'm not talking about that. He says that. You see? Written in our hearts. Read on that.
The best trust we have through Christ is ours.
Such trust as we to God. Read on.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves.
Not that we are sufficient.
Mm-hmm. That's
all
right.
By our flesh.
Yeah.
You understand? Real.
To think anything,
Our sufficiency is of God, and it is not of some man or some being, you understand, a decree as well. Then you heard it, lady? Yeah, that is true. So why, folks, you understand? This is a decree. He granted it. A dispensation. Eat meat on Friday now. I eat anything I want to eat any day I want to eat, and it's none of your business. The hell with it. Just like Paul, when he was up there at Ephesus, eating meat sacrificed to an idol. Now you're not supposed to do that, but them people that had it had along with, they were supposed to be. Why? They were supposed to understand that the man was eating the meat because he was hungry. They brought accusations against him. Said if he can meet saying, my brother, I just don't want meat while the world stays. He meant eating meat sacrificed to idols.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And so far as long as the world stands, he wouldn't live that long.
That's right.
Sort of misunderstanding some way. See what I mean?
Right.
And what he meant, he just wasn't doing it. You understand? But he was eating meat to satisfy his appetite. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
You see why there ain't nobody much in church and all the little hole wall and them and other just like I got his family in some little shotgun place around here, you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And the great big churches, they're falling off. The Roman Catholic Church is called to preach every day. And there's no less than 1,000 of them, like NLA, Hex preachers. They are too honest. You understand?
All right.
They're too clean. They're too pure to go through with that deception. And they walk out of there.
All right.
Go in the front door and out. Same thing in the Protestant. Did you know that?
Yes.
Just by the minute. If in these days and times, if you don't have something real, can you go down in town and buy a bag of peanuts without some money?
No.
You see? And you can't eat peanuts without money, without the peanuts, and have some have something to satisfy your hunger. In other words, I'm telling you, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Not some guy that's dumping some mess somebody's done like. You can't sustain all the things that you're too weak. And the devil knows it. And then this is what he does. He tells you, you go out there and do that and so forth and all. See? He knows you ain't got a thing. Keep you from doing it. You see? He knows that's what you're going to do. You understand? He hasn't given you anything to keep you drunk.
You are kept in your heart. You are kept
Mm-hmm. By the power of God. Listen, through faith. Ready. Not yet, but ready
to be revealed in the last time. The Holy Spirit will keep you standing when I'm gone. Keep you standing while I'm here. Keep you standing when everything is going wrong right at home and abroad. It's by the power of God is able to keep you. You understand? Prepare and ready at all times. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now all the systems that can be greatly made, you can, you see, is of the Spirit. And as Paul said there, our efficiency is not in ourselves. Mm-hmm. It ain't got no preacher, no pope, no cardinal, no bishop, no nothing. He can't do nothing for himself.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You're settled right here. And I'm telling you right from your nose, there ain't nothing you can do for nobody.
Right.
See, there ain't nothing I can do for nobody.
Right.
You understand? There ain't nothing that nobody can do for anybody. It's got to be the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe to do these things for all of us. You see what I'm talking about? And look, see, I'm not depending on you either. See, and put your trust in the Lord.
Right.
David said to trust in man. He said, if I put out a gun, you wouldn't walk too well if you put out a gun with you. You understand? Just trust in the Lord. You'll be doing all right, you understand? But trust in man. You understand? You said, you ain't got no faith in me, no!
That's right.
I'm not going to have any faith in you, and I ain't got none in myself. It's my faith. Faith in the Lord. I hope you've got some kind of faith that I have faith.
Yes.
There's a few men here to be comfortable. See, and I tried to say it in such a way to keep your attention. But everything I said to you was true. Wouldn't you think so?
That's right.
And it's right down in front. You've been, everything you've been taught out there in the world is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Understand? This is the time and the season for it.
Right.
And it is going on all over the world. People are weak. You understand? Depending on one another.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Preaching, teaching the wrong thing about population explosion. And you understand? And you're, you understand? Yeah. Talking about the Holy Witness and all that. And nobody going to come back and say, okay, years. Mm-hmm. All this population explosion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be, you could stand them 3 or 4 feet.
That's right.
There wouldn't be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers wouldn't have enough land to, if he was sat right beside his chest to raise something under his chair. To feed his own baby, to say nothing about his family. So you know God has prepared something far better for us than what the devil is talking about. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Let us have hope of it and press on to the mind. The prize of the high calling, which is in Yahshua the Messiah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And God is able to prepare for more, far more than what you're able to perceive and conceive. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And it's better than what you have been told. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's worthwhile. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's worthwhile. Right. Let's go ahead.
Well, thank you. find out what you think. If you come to find out, if you have to do this guy, you can find out. And you don't know about him, but I mean, you think. Because of the time. If you bring me in back from here, that way.
If you get away from it.
But that's the reason why I won't call the worker out of here. And that's one reason why I stay right here, so you want to be fun. Because, see, I'm not trying to just go running up my team stuff. And you understand the other day, I'm not even really ready to wait. So I have to name you, but I will be here. Because I have got nothing to do.
Starting Monday for the business meetings. Are they exclusive for the ministers only? Or are they for the state board of directors included? That's one statement, one question I have. And the second question was in reference to the seating of the ministers. We had tried to arrange and have the seating of the ministers within the first four rows. But we might be inconvenienced by such a large number and certain people want to be seated except with their wives and children. But we like for the ministers as much as possible to sit near the front so that if they are called upon, they can be ready to come up toward the front. The fourth, the fifth row will probably be used as delegates when they come in. The earth support will take care of this situation. So I'm trying to make it plain that we might reserve these here. The first four rows will be for the ministers as much as possible. Then beyond that, the next row will be for the delegates, special guests coming. And beyond that is open to the public and those that come from it, abroad. Unless there's some other reason that somebody's desired to have a room arranged a different way, so advise the Earth Board, which is headed by Dr. Bailey and Dr. Burke, Sam Burke. So we will contact you, both of them, and they will resource the student committee or anybody who desires to have a room arranged any other way. Thank you.
Thank you.